the thermal and non-thermal components within and between galaxy clusters Abel-399 and Abel-401, by Federico Radaconi et al. We measure the local correlation between radio emission and Compton Y signal across two galaxy clusters, Abel-399 and Abel-401, using maps from the Low Frequency Array, LOFAR, and the Atacama Cosmology Telescope, ACT, plus. These datasets allow us to make the first measurement of this kind at resolution. We find that the radio brightness scales as Fradio Y 1.5 for Abel-401 and Fradio Y squared, 8 for Abel-399. Furthermore, using data, we derive a sublinear correlation between radio and X-ray brightness for both the clusters, Fradio FX 0.7. Finally, we correlate the Compton Y and X-ray data, finding that an isothermal model is consistent with the cluster profiles, YFX 0.5. By adopting an isothermal beta model, we are able, for the first time, to jointly use radio, X-ray, and Compton Y data to estimate the scaling index for the magnetic field profile, BRnRaether in the injection and re-acceleration scenarios. Applying this model, we find that the combined radio and Compton Y signal exhibits a significantly tighter correlation with the X-ray across the clusters than when the datasets are independently correlated. We find aether approximately 0.6 to 0.8. These results are consistent with the upper limit we derive for the scaling index of the magnetic field using rotation measure values for two radio galaxies in Abel-401. We also measure the radio, Compton Y, and X-ray correlations in the filament between the clusters but conclude that deeper data are required for a convincing determination of the correlations in the filament. This was the thermal and non-thermal components within and between galaxy clusters Abel-399 and Abel-401, by Federico Radaconi et al.